Welcome back to another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. We'd like to thank all of our listeners for joining us each and every week. We'd also like to take this opportunity to ask that you support GeekLegacy.com by clicking on any of our Amazon links before you go shopping. By doing so, we will receive a small credit for your purchase, and every little bit helps in keeping the legacy alive. This way, we may continue to bring you the latest and greatest in geek news and reviews. Thank you!
Hello, geek boys and girls, and welcome to another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. Today is a very special episode because we are talking to the artists of Ninjabot, Estefania and Arnell. I'm sorry, I totally bugged that up. So let's get into our questions for you guys about your Kickstarter, the Origin series, which is a collection of prints about the different origin stories of our favorite comic book superheroes.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going?
So how are you guys?
Good. How are you guys?
Great.
Good.
Guess are you guys all out of Washington?
No, just me.
Okay.
We're all over the place. Okay, so I'm Justin, and I'm in the Seattle area. And then David, who you probably talked to before on Twitter there, he's in Orange County. And then Amanda is in San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
You guys are all over the West Coast, huh?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All our East Coast people are asleep now.
Right.
That's true.
It's too late for Jordan and all of them. Jordan and Tyler, they did a real nice shout out on their podcast. I think both of them, I think, are $80 backers.
Awesome.
They were just gushing like little schoolgirls. So it worked out good. But no, it's awesome art.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We're all playing the guessing game, trying to figure out the hidden ones. And so obviously some we think we can figure out, but maybe you can clue us in on a couple of the secret ones.
Maybe.
So, we just revealed the villains.
Yeah.
Which is
Magneto and Loki.
Yeah, Magneto and Loki. But what's the one after that? Oh, the Mutant Era.
Mutant Era. Yeah.
Which what are the names?
I think
again?
People will figure those out.
I keep forgetting easily. You think we'd remember all the names because we put them there, but
you need like a cipher, like a code or something.
Yeah,
we were on it was great. We were on Reddit last night because we discovered the people having dialogues over it. It's pretty hilarious to
the conversations. Yeah. But the Mutant Era is Wolverine, and who did we decide to do after that?
Doing Gambit.
Oh, Gambit.
Yeah, you guys were right. I was not. I'm like, who's three of a kind? They're all like, it's probably Gambit, stupid.
Oh my God.
And we were like, when we were thinking about which X-Men to do.
Oh man, that took a while.
Yeah, that took a while. We were like, well, I told her I always loved Gambit when I was a kid, so let's try Gambit. But I was like, I have no idea what his origin story was. So we had to do some research, and man, it's
pretty cool actually for him.
Pretty involved.
But then after that we have the Fantastic
Folks.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Folks.
Do you guys know that one?
Well, there's only three pictures.
Yeah, because it's all going to be one big scene that connects with each other.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's going to be a triptych, so we're going to have the reads together.
Fancy.
Yeah. And we'll give Ben Grimm his own, and then Johnny his own.
And Invisible Woman will be easy.
Yeah.
Blank canvas.
Like, that's the point, guys.
I'm done, babe. I'm done on this one.
Some clothes on the ground, and that's it.
And what's the other one? Oh, the other one
Scarlet
is
Duo.
Flash.
One's the Flash, and one's the other one's everyone's most anticipated. It almost seems like.
Hopefully, it'll live up to its expectations. But it's
there's a lot of fans for that character.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, because he's always talking about dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, it's Corey Feldman.
He's referred to as the Merc with a Mouth. So
yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
I like him. And
I see when he's not pulling swords out of his arms and shooting rays, light beams out of his eyes.
Yeah,
that movie is magic.
What? What's Red Room? We couldn't figure that one out.
That one's a Black Widow.
Oh, you're Amanda.
Oh, okay.
You win.
That's Woo! The organization that trained her.
Ah, where yeah. I was like, no, there's no big ass in our face, like.
There's no booty there.
Yeah.
Nice. And then, well, yeah, and Amazon, and I guess, did you guys have any questions about the main sex?
About the what?
I think you said six.
Yeah, six of them. It's my accent. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I think we got them all.
Yeah, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Green Lantern, Hulk, and Thor.
Yeah.
No,
Thor.
Iron Man, right? On the bottom right?
It's yeah. Iron Man.
Ah, that's right. I thought you knew, Justin. 2 minutes ago, you're like, that's Thor, right?
No, I said Iron Man. I said it's Iron Man. I never.
No worries. In the Reddit conversation that we were looking at, like people talking, the biggest one was Iron Man and Thor. People were like, no, it's Thor because of this, and then the other guy's like, no, it's Iron Man because of this. And, it's Thor. I'm telling you, he has a hammer.
Yeah, people are like, there's clearly a hammer, guys. Duh.
Yeah, Thor doesn't make anything.
Yeah, Thor's not a. He's not a smith.
His hammer's for show. Kicking ass. Yeah.
It's a war hammer, not a smithing hammer.
Yeah. I don't think they took their class on smithing, Amanda.
Yeah. It's like a learning annex course.
But I guess I could see Thor because of all the lines going up to Origin and how Thor's all about connecting the worlds. You know, he does this whole deal about it being a map. So
Right.
But they're stupid. You should tell them they're stupid.
Yeah, right. You're on there, like, telling, like, a third character, like, oh, no, it's totally, like, Lobo or something.
Right. I think it's Iron Man, guys. I don't think it's Thor.
That'd be great, the reactions we get for that. Oh, it's Lobo. Oh.
Yeah. Just make something just ridiculous.
I totally got that.
And I didn't get Loki. Dave pointed that out. I was like, who's a blue baby? I didn't get it. I totally didn't get it. And then I didn't see Odin at all. There's like this giant horn and beard, and I totally didn't even see that. It's like those drawings where people see different things. Not quite an inkblot, but there's one where it's like a hot naked chick, and then another one where the flip side is it's like an old lady with a big chin.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I was seeing the old lady with the chin.
Just the blue baby randomly.
It's been really cool, like, the dialogue that the prince, you know, start, because we don't really spoon feed anybody who is who in the print, so it's been really fun to read the conversations for sure.
Totally.
The whole point of the prince is to make you wonder, like, we don't expect everybody to get them. I mean, even for some of them, like, we had to go read upon them. Like, I'm like, I have no idea how they became who they are. Like, so we had to do research of our own. It's not like we knew everybody's origin immediately. We're like, oh yeah, we know what to do. You know, we're totally masters at this. Like,
and there's some of them that
not
have,
at all.
Some of them have like multiple origins. Like Wonder Woman is a good example. She has a different origin in the Golden Age than she does today. So it was like choosing which ones are the most iconic ones, which ones are the favorites.
You guys were at C2 E2 to the third power.
Yeah, we just came back. We just came back from Chicago yesterday.
I mean, you guys were out there pimping out your stuff, right?
Yeah.
Had your booths with your prints and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Were you selling anything there, like on the spot, or was it all like sign up stuff?
We were selling a bunch of the prints that are out now. None of the Origin series prints have been produced yet.
You know? Oh, I see.
That's what the Kickstarter was for.
Right. Is this your second Kickstarter that you've done? I thought it was.
Yeah, we did a series of pinups prior to this one.
Gotcha.
But on top of that, like, we have our own website, theninjabot.com, where we sell a bunch of prints. And we already have, like, a bunch of other designs. Like, we have Star Wars prints and just kind of fun, like, little stuff for families or what else do we have? Like, we have all kinds of
pretty
art
much
prints.
Stuff we like.
Yeah. Been looking for stuff to decorate my office. And now that I know that you do Star Wars art, I'm checking that out.
Thanks.
It's like the only person in the world who admits to liking the prequels. You know,
you are one of the few that admits it. That's awesome.
I like the idea of the prequels, just not what I saw.
You just don't like them in execution.
Yeah.
Steph likes them too.
Yeah, but
I tolerate them.
I became a fan afterwards, so like I never watched the original.
She's kind of she's a neophyte Star Wars fan, so we watched them in order of number instead of, you know, chronology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's brave, and you made it to 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, all the way.
All the way.
You're like, well, I guess I were to watch 3. I got to finish this thing up.
I'm already halfway through it.
Yeah, the idea is because we wanted to make the prints, and whatever prints we make, we watch. We make sure we watch the movie or we watch whatever it is beforehand, just so we know exactly what we're doing. And we wanted to make Star Wars prints, and I hadn't seen him, and I couldn't just let him do it without me knowing what's going on. So I had to watch him no matter what. So, but it was, I liked them.
Yeah, the whole all the Star Wars prints we have on our site they were all conceptualized by Steph. I was like, what are you doing? What are you working on?
Nothing. Nothing.
Like nothing. I was like, why are you doing a clone trooper right now? No reason.
Go away.
Right. No, they're awesome. It's cute. They're like stamps.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They're stamps.
And the prices on the stamp are accurate to the month and the year that each movie came out.
It is solid 20 cents for episode 6. That's awesome.
That's why all the numbers. All the numbers go up.
I'm like, episode 3 is the most valuable print. It's 37 cents. You can get episode 4 at the bargain basement price of 20 cents.
So who knows what? Who knows,
13 cents.
Who knows what the price for episode 7 is going to be?
Probably $2.
I don't even know. $2. Dude, they don't even tell you. They all say like forever on them now. So it's all a scam. Oh, yeah. You could be paying like $50 for a book of stamps and you have no idea.
You should buy them now, though, because then they'll go up and then they'll be worth that much. You could resell them.
Like a drug pusher on the corner. You're like, I got forever stamps. Go up to a rousing start.
I want to try it. I think that we should just have a camera and just try paying for shit with stamps. I think that's
So that's going to be 4 to 2 stamps. All right, let me get this out here.
And just start putting them all over the conveyor belt at the grocery store.
They only go up in volume, so they're worth something.
Yeah. You know, man, right. Can you pick a Darth Vader?
So I like the Peach Loves You one. I'm a sucker for pinup girls.
So am I. I like doing pinup girls.
Yeah.
They're fun. If you're gonna draw something, might as well draw something you enjoy looking at.
I know, right?
Let's do all the research. That's a nice research always.
Yeah. Sorry, man. We gotta do all these research on
pinup girls.
That's awesome.
What does a bikini look like on a hot girl?
I mean, you get some models in here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to hire some models, Abe. I'm sorry.
It's work.
Shame. What a shame.
Slaving away at the office.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna spend some money tonight. I like the one with Alf, and it just got the Wookiee with a question mark.
Yeah, I came up with that in college. I was just drawing him in my sketchbook. I'm like, how? Why has nobody thought of this yet? I'm like, oh well, I guess I'm gonna do it then.
I'm gonna set the internet on fire.
Yeah,
yeah, that's awesome. Alf Baca.
It's only been at our shows that people have been discovering Alf, and you're like, is that Alf? That's Chewbacca. What?
What's really funny about the shows is that the kids only see Wookiee, and the parents are like, no, that's Alf. And the kids are like, no, it's Wookiee, look at him. Parents are like, oh, okay, let's go.
Which made this trip to Chicago really strange, because there was like a little kid.
Oh my God, yeah.
He was 6 years old, and he's like, that's Alf. And I was like, how do you know that? How do you know that's Alf? And
you're incredible, child.
I talked to his parents. I'm like, good job, guys. Wow.
They're doing their kids a disservice. I'm guilty of it, too, because I have a six-year-old. Yeah. And so I'm like, if I got to watch cartoons, I'm going to watch cartoons I liked as a kid. So, like, I turned them on to, like, Generation 1 Transformers and, like, DuckTales and all these old shows.
Mask.
So, yeah, and so we're at Disneyland, and there's Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and then my son's all, oh, look, DuckTales. And his friends are like, what's a DuckTale?
Oh, no.
So he had, like, no point of reference to, like, talk to his buddies.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I guess I never thought about that. Like, yeah, if, like, parents whose kids didn't grow up with that kind of stuff, then.
Yeah, so they're all talking about, like, Ben 10 and all this, and my son's all like, who? What kind of shows are you watching? What's a Ben 10? And I'm like, oh, we got to make some modern cartoons. Yeah.
Your kid's like, I know who Gizmo Duck is, but I don't know who Ben 10 is.
Yeah, he's a blathering blatherskites.
It's like an old soul at 13 years old.
So you got to mix in the contemporary, too. Don't make my mistake.
I guess That's a good tip.
We'll keep that in mind.
Because I was planning on, like, yeah, just doing, like, Thundercats and Silverhawks and Mask and all the...
But you're going to have to throw in the Disney Junior, too.
Yeah.
They can watch that when you're asleep, and then when you have to watch it with them, then you can watch, you know, the cool stuff.
Yeah.
It was cute. My kid could name more Transformers than, like, any other adult I knew. I was the most proud dad. Until he had no idea who Ben 10 was. I'm like, oh, man, I failed as a father.
Or succeeded, depending on the perspective, you know?
Yeah, like, succeeded around my house. Failed once he leaves the confines of our front door.
Sure. The kids would be like, what?
He's over here.
Yeah. It's like he's talking about like GoBots and stuff. Man, I don't like him.
Oh my god, yeah, GoBots.
He's all talking about Leader One and Scooter and Turbo.
Oh my god.
Psykill.
I had a GoBots playset and it was made out of cardboard. That's how cheap those toys were.
I know. Those toys are terrible. Jesus, they're terrible.
They were bad.
They were so bad. They're like they're terrible.
And then you grew up and you realize the villain's name was Psykill.
Yeah.
It's a motorcycle.
Like, those Transformers is done. I guess I'm gonna watch GoBots.
Challenge of the GoBots. Oh, don't get me started on GoBots. I'll go on.
Already been started.
Yeah, I know.
Hit the off switch. Turn off the commentary, man.
Sorry.
No way. You're like a Blu-ray loaded with special features, dude.
Yeah, and much like the Blu-ray special features, no one wants to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. Are you Whovians? Do you like Doctor Who?
You know, we are not Whovians yet.
Oh, good for you.
Every con, they're like, do you guys have Doctor Who stuff? I'm like, no.
Every con.
It's on our Netflix queue, and we just have not gotten to it.
Just make a phone booth and say police box, and everyone will buy it.
Blue police box.
And a Dalek.
Swear to God, you will make a billion trillion internet dollars overnight if you just make police phone box.
I do tell Steph that. I'm like, we should do a TARDIS. Like,
I know. And I'm like, no. Like, that's the point. Like, the point is to know what you're talking about. Like, we know what we're talking about with our friends.
Unfortunately, she's the one with the ethics, so.
I'm like, no, you can just make something like that. Because people literally told me, they're like, yeah, just make a phone booth and, like, put a quote or something. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Just don't have, like, Bill and Ted standing behind it.
I think that's the poster. It's Bill and Ted in the phone booth.
Yeah, that's really good. That's a good idea.
Like, I don't like Doctor Who at all, but like we post photos on our Facebook, and like every photo get a couple hundred views or whatever. And also, we'll post something about Doctor Who, and it's like 1,800. I gotta post more Doctor Who crap.
Yeah, maybe his origin story could be Rufus. Like,
yeah.
Rufus comes from the future. He gave him their phone booth. Awesome.
Rufus is a Time Lord.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
Doctor Who stuff.
There you go. You guys can have that one.
I forget it was George Carlin, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Doctor Who for me when I was a kid meant the cartoons were over. Because they would start playing the old 60s and 70s ones.
Yeah, like that Tom Baker dude.
Yeah, and I was like, what is... I was like, what is this?
Who's this old guy, and why is he on my TV?
What's going on?
Why can't they show another episode of X-Men?
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, his scarf is really long.
That's dangerous? It's going to get caught in his phone booth? It's going to hurt.
And it looked like a soap opera, right? The way it was filmed. So I was like, oh, what is this?
Yeah, it's terrible.
That was the last experience I had with Doctor Who, but now, like, after seeing, you know, some of the stuff I saw, I'm like, wow, it looks pretty
awesome. But what was that, like, awesome. 40, 50 years ago?
That's the bad thing about having a youngin'.
Everything's like, oh, how old is that?
God damn it.
I'm surprised you had TVs back then.
Yeah, dude.
You start talking about stuff, you're like, she's like, I wasn't even born yet.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, I was two!
You're like, oh my god, I'm so old.
Yeah, pretty much. You're like, oh no.
I remember we had like a TV where it was like it had like UHF and VHF, so you had like this dial with like up to like whatever channel 98 or something. You gotta like press down and twist, and you're like, I think I'm on channel 72, but it could be still. I don't know.
You get like those fringe channels that weren't 2, 4, 7, right. 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13. You get like 28.
Yeah, stupid.
There are kids now that have no idea what a cassette recorder is or a rewinder. A cassette rewinder.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like,
oh,
man. So dumb.
Oh yeah, VCRs. They didn't used to be able to rewind or something, right?
So, well, they were, but they actually sold like, you know, rewinders separate for rewinding because they were higher speed when.
Right. So, you had to pay a dollar if you returned a movie at a video.
Yeah, you had to pay a dollar. It's a Blockbuster.
That's true.
No, Blockbuster never charged. It was always like the mom. I worked at Blockbuster.
Okay.
That was always fun. We had like 9 rewinders, and no one rewinds their tapes.
Were they shaped like a car and stuff like that?
We had a car shaped one.
Car shaped one. Like, sell one of those.
So stupid. Oh my god. And Disney VHS tapes were like in those big old. The bulky white things.
Oh, yeah.
Clamshells.
Yeah, clamshells, yeah. Pass. And you had to fast forward for 20 goddamn minutes to get to the actual cartoon because it was nothing but previews. Good. And you know what? I freaking hate how when I buy a DVD or I rent something or whatever and it says this option is not available when I want to skip the previews. I want to just freaking punch somebody. I want to punch a kid in the face. I'm
quite angry. You should.
It's a possibility for you. Be careful.
Some of them are getting better about it these days, but yeah, at least some of them still do that.
Yeah, they still have, because you can't skip, but you can fast forward. So you have to fast forward really fast, but you can't skip it. That's what it is.
I think the Disney Blu-rays have that option now.
No. That's because you never do it, because you're up in the kitchen making your tea while I'm prepping the DVD you right at the beginning.
While you're fighting the good fight.
You're like, man, go put something on. I'm going to go make tea. And you get back.
Yeah, I mean, I get back. Oh, the movie's on. All right. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, that was easy.
I'm like, you bastard. Oh, my God.
You're like, I'll make your tea.
Piss me off. I paid good money for this. Just want to watch the show.
Yeah, paid my $20 for Avengers, not for previews for movie number 2 that I'll never watch.
Right.
Yeah, it wore.
Jafar may need new glasses.
I totally wore out that Blu-ray when it came out. It was Avengers all day.
Yep.
All day. Yeah,
I got
lazy at one point. I would start it on when Iron Man is flying back to Stark Tower. Like, I'd watch the last, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Like, when the Siege of New York starts?
Yeah, I would just watch, like, the Battle for New York, like, over and over. Like, because my kids would want to watch it, and they'd get bored with the talking, so. And they like, watching Iron Man fly and shoot things and Hulk smash, and they always laugh when Hulk does something, so.
Just like him.
Pretty much.
Just like right now.
Yeah.
Every comic fan was like, this is awesome.
You mean the Hulk doesn't suck?
Yeah, that only took 2.5 movies.
Thank you, Joss Whedon.
I actually like the Edward Norton one.
I liked it too.
I like him too.
I tried to like the Eric Bana one, but man, it was not happening.
It's so bad. Nick Nolte, well, like, ugh, my mutant poodles are gonna eat you.
That's a pretty good Nick Nolte, man.
I never watched that one.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
And then, like, every 15 minutes, they'll throw in, like, a little comic book looking page turner.
Right, right.
You're like, what? I don't get it.
Or then you think it's over at the very end, and, like, everything is wrapped up in a nice little bow, but then all of a sudden, Nick Nolte goes crazy and.
Yeah.
There's 30 more minutes. I'm like, wait, no. Evil has been punished.
Ugh, it making no sense.
Not a fan.
Wow.
Not a fan. And my buddy came out of the theater saying it was like the greatest movie ever, and he sends me a text like, oh my god, you gotta go see the Hulk, it's so badass. And I was very upset. And it's like 15 hours long. It is such a long movie.
It's really long. And I like Eric Bana. I thought he was totally misused in that movie.
I like Eric Bana in Black Hawk Down, and I like him in Troy. I don't care about any other movie he's in except for those two.
You like Star Trek.
Well, Star Trek.
Yeah. You know what's... I actually totally... Because he totally looks like Nero. That's who he is, right?
Yeah.
He's a psycho in that movie. I totally forgot that was even him.
Yeah, I love him.
He's like, fire everything!
He had a good Australian film, Chopper, which is really good. He's crazy in that movie.
Yeah. What?
Chopper?
Yeah, it's an old... It's one of his Australian films.
Huh.
It's really good. He's... I guess he plays crazy really good.
Yeah. It didn't happen. It did happen. Don't tell
it didn't me. Happen.
I was there. It happened. I know. I'm like, okay. Take your pill, man.
Chill the fuck out.
I might be just me, but that the American accent on him threw me off in Star Trek. When he first started talking, I'm like, he has an American accent.
I forget that he had, because he's what, from like Australia or something?
Yeah, he's Australian, yeah.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it until that one movie with Adam Sandler and
Funny People.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Judd Apatow film.
There you go.
That's okay, everyone else forgot about it too.
I like that movie, This Is 40. I just watched it the other day. And if you're married, it is hysterical.
Yep.
This Is 40?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to see that one. I think, is it on Netflix now or is it still on that Xbox?
I think it's on
Netflix
now. It's on Netflix.
Hold on. Yeah, we've gotten Redbox.
Sorry.
It's got my girlfriend Leslie Mann in it.
Yeah, you see her topless there, Dave?
Yes, you do. I saw it.
Oh, there you go.
I see all her movies.
She's awesome. Oh.
There's a restraining order pending.
I like the kid guy and the shadow.
Pending.
Pen. Yeah, just because I haven't filled out the paperwork yet.
Oh, okay, okay. Got
she's
it.
Done. She's done her, her due diligence. It's me. I'm slacking off.
Yeah, it's really funny, Dave. I liked it.
Yeah,
especially when he's like, we're at the part in our marriage where everything we say to each other, we just piss each other off. Oh, how sad. We're getting to that point, but not really. I'm worried because my wife and I never fight ever. We don't argue. We don't raise our voices or nothing. And I'm just worried that one day I'm just going to like not use a coaster or something. And she's just going to slit my epic throat.
You're going to find out that she's had all this like pent up frustration.
Yeah.
Are you open one day? Years.
I'm terrified.
For all your stuff outside for some strange reason.
No, I think you're okay.
I hope so.
It's always the quiet ones.
I know.
She seems like a crazy person to me.
She's going to murder me, man. I can't be easy to live with.
It is going to be just the coaster thing, though. Like, you put the glass, like, a half inch too far. Yeah. Made a half a ring on the table, and it's steady hell.
She's going to, like, turn into Hulk and rip her shirt. And
yeah, she blacks out.
Yeah. Waking up and, like, my parts are just everywhere.
Yeah. She's gonna karate chop the table. Well, this is junk now. These are breaking your TV. Well, we don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
Justin can't use a coaster.
Honey, no, don't.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks.
Use the coasters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like PSA, the more you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so,
Well, not to get on topic or anything like that, but what is your guys' favorite print that you guys have done?
Nazi Germany first. Is about to invade and take all your art. Which one print are you allowed to save and keep?
It's kind of a funny question.
That's interesting. You first. I don't know.
Damn.
Hurry, the Nazis are at your door.
Oh my god!
They're coming up the stairs.
They are goose-stepping their way into your living room.
I'd probably save a Walking Dead print.
Really?
Because Arnell did the illustration on that one. I wouldn't save anything I did. I would save something he did.
Oh god.
Oh.
But I like Walking Dead more than... Yeah, Walking Dead. And I would pick the red one, because it was the first one. I would save that one.
Is that the one with...
Rick on the horse?
Rick on the
horse.
Yeah.
This little hat?
Yeah,
I would say that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, now you got to pick one of hers, because otherwise you look like a jerk.
No, mine are not like that. But most of them that we do are actually collaborations. Even that one that he did, I still had my 2 cents into it.
It's cool. We get to art direct each other, which may cause
You gotta break up the band, man.
Man.
You know what you're talking about.
I know which one he saves. I know for sure.
I like Suck It.
I will probably save the Flying Grayson's print.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm pretty
proud. The what print?
Flying Grayson's.
Oh, okay.
It was really fun to do that print. It turned out really good, I thought.
This is the before photo. You should have an after one. The Falling Grayson.
Yeah, jeez.
That's horrible. But
just
yeah.
A spotlight on an empty floor.
Yeah. Or like chalk outlines.
Yeah, the chalk outlines.
That'd be awesome.
With Batman shrugging like, I tried. Yeah. I only got two hands, buddy. I saved you. You could be down there too.
Yeah.
There's no chalk for you here.
Yeah. That didn't sound like a thank you.
You're like, you're welcome.
I guess you got award. Jeez, all right. Whatever.
Come on, kid.
Put on this outfit.
Not creepy at all.
Exactly. Yeah. One of my favorite sound bites is David like pretending to be Batman yelling at Robin. He's like, dance, Robin, dance. Him in his little creepy bat cave, like a little boy in a cave with a little underwear on, say dance. that's the pedophile. That's an alternate universe Batman. That's the pedophile Batman.
Earth 5 Batman.
Yeah.
With Alfred being the moral compass.
Yeah. And Chris Hansen knocking on the door with a camera.
Bruce Wayne? Is this the Wayne brother?
I'm surprised we haven't seen a YouTube sketch like that.
Let's make one.
Let's do it
tomorrow. I can get Chris Hansen tomorrow.
And he's like, hey, Dick, show me on the doll where Batman touched you.
I don't want to.
Like his action figure.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. His own little toy.
We gotta do that tomorrow.
Like, that's $1 million idea.
Yeah, let's do it. Maybe we can make 50 cents off it.
That's as good as the jump to conclusions, Matt.
Wow,
this is a terrible idea.
Long time.
Well, so do you guys want to just briefly explain, you know, origins and, you know, how you got into it, what the thought process behind it, you know, your decision to start a Kickstarter? Give you the floor since we're not just yammering on over you.
Okay. Well, the initial concept was I came up with it about a year ago. And you know, I did two sketches, which would become the Superman and the Batman one. Those were the first two. And I was thinking, we see a lot of minimal prints out there, minimalist prints out there, and you know they're super awesome. But there's got to be a different way to present, you know, the
superheroes,
the superhero or the comic or the character. And I thought, what if you don't show anything about the character, like, at all? Costume?
Like the usual, like the logo.
Like any of the usual stuff. Costume, logo.
Heroic pose.
Like anything. So those were the restrictions I gave myself. And I just came up with these two little watercolor paintings. And I showed them to Steph and explained it. She's like, that's pretty good. And then we kind of left it alone for a couple of months.
Months, yeah.
Yeah. Until we showed a couple more friends, and they're like, these are pretty good.
We started to see the potential, really, that because people were like, oh, I get them. And I'm like, oh, you get them? Okay, so they're not that bad, right? And from that, it just kind of kept going, and then we gave it another try with another thumbnail.
Yeah, I mean, a couple friends were like, are you going to do more of these? I was like,
maybe. I don't know.
So, yeah, I kept doing more. So, after that, the Green Lantern one came up, and then I was like, oh, I like Spidey. Let's do Spider-Man.
Pretty much snowballed after that.
Yeah.
Because once you started thinking, we talked with friends, like, I think we were all drunk at a friend's house, actually.
I have to say, we came up with a lot of great concepts that night, but unfortunately, we were also all drinking, so it's been really hard to piece together all that we came up with.
on my phone, I was trying not to take notes, like, because I have my little iPhone, I have, like, you know, the little notes one, and I was, like, trying to write down all the ideas that they were coming up, but it was four people, and everyone was talking at the same time, and coming up with new, like, you know, different characters, because everybody has their own favorite character, and they're like, oh, you can do this, oh, you can do that, you can do this, and I'm, like, super slow on my phone, like, A, E, wait, backspace, S, so... After that, I freaking out all the ideas. Months passed again, and then I think it was like December where we're like, "All right, let's just do it. Let's just get going and start it." And then we did.
Yeah, and then it was Steph and a friend of ours. They were like, "We should do a Kickstarter." And when they said that, I was like, "I don't think anybody's gonna get this, guys."
And I'm like, "Let's do it! I'm going!" And I'm like on computer typing already.
I'm glad you guys are confident about it, but I don't think anybody's gonna really get these posters. But Steph always takes me drag kicking and screaming into adventures. So
yay.
All right, well, let's do it. So you know, we've been slowly building up the
collection.
Yeah, I mean, and
really fun to do.
Because when we first met each other online, anyway, on a little dating site. You guys, I think you were just coming up, you were approaching 3,000, and then I think I checked about an hour ago, and you guys were well over 13,500. I think you're like at 13.6 now.
Yeah.
And you still have 17 days to go, so you're reaching your stretch goals. That's huge. So from what you thought was like kind of a cool idea is obviously the world is responding, that the comic book geeks out there love this idea, so
hopefully, yeah. I mean, even with all that money there, like, because 13,000 means that there's like 250 some backers, and still, I'm like, well, maybe people don't get it. Like, even though there's all these people that are buying it, and people that we met at the cons, because even at the conventions and shows that we've been doing lately, we had flyers. Like, we were at WonderCon, and we had flyers for this. Like, hey, keep an eye out for this. It's coming out in a couple weeks.
That's right.
And at Chicago this past weekend, we had flyers. Like, hey, this is live. Go check it out. And in that flyer, we have two samples. We have the Superman and the Batman one. And we don't tell anybody what they are. All we tell them is, like, hey, look, we have a Kickstarter right now. It's live. It's about the origin series about different comic book characters. I go, these two are a sample, but there's about 10 of them in the Kickstarter if you want to check it out. And people stare at them and try to figure it out. And then after a few seconds, they're like, oh my God, is this Batman? Or, you know, is this Superman? And like, yeah. They're like, oh my God, these are amazing. So that's really nice and all. And
or they're like, okay.
Yeah. You're like, sometimes beat it. Go watch Doctor Who, you bastard.
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, you don't have Doctor Who? I'm like, no.
Well, it's cool because it's that niche we cater to. Those are the people that we really, you know, want to get this concept, which is awesome and super rewarding.
Right, yeah. Because they're not made for everybody. None of our pins are made for everybody. Like, if you like them, you will like them. And if you get them, you will get them. It's just the way it is with the prints. Like, we don't try to do it so everybody gets it. Like, those origin ones are pretty straightforward. As if I would have looked at that before I met him, like, 6 years ago, I'd been like, what's that? Is that colors? It's nice colors.
Yeah.
That green one's nice. Like, I would have never guessed that it was super, even though I know the characters, like, I knew most of them, you know, like, the most famous ones. I would have been like, oh, that's Superman. Yeah. I don't see his cape. Where is he?
Prior to the Kickstarter being launched, we started giving away flyers about it at WonderCon, and it got a pretty good reception. So we were like, oh, okay, well, maybe people will get it. So when April 17th finally came around and the launch date happened, man, we made sure to, you know, get the word out there to all the geeks.
Everyone who would click on the link.
All of our kindred spirits, basically.
I'm like, Auntie, check it out. What?
Yeah, see, personally, I can't stand origin stories in comic book movies, because I feel like everybody that's going to see it already has an idea, and it's like, how many times do I have to see Thomas and Martha Wayne get shot in a freaking Batman movie?
Right.
And it drives me nuts. I can't take it. If it happens again, I'm probably going to do the old baby punching thing again. And I think it's cool that in this print, you just saved me 20 goddamn minutes looking at this one photo, and I see, oh, something bad obviously happens to these two people. There's some tears, and there's a kid. Oh my gosh. Oh, and look at, there's a nice little moon and some bats. Oh my god, it's Batman. It takes 2 seconds to tell a 20-minute story, and I love it.
Yay.
Well, I'm glad. That's awesome. It's good to hear.
Superman, same way. I don't even think I read The Last Sun. When I saw that, two people waving goodbye to a little ball, I was like, oh my god, that's Superman. And I can't say it's Superman. I hate Superman. I hate the opening credits make me sick. I can't even watch it. I get motion sickness. And you just saved me a trip to the bathroom by looking at this.
That's kind of funny. We've had a couple people at the conventions or whatnot that people are like, you know what? I hate Superman, but this print is awesome. I totally get it. I love it. I might get it. Like, this is awesome. And I'm like, oh, yay. Like, that's good. You know, if you don't like the character, but you still totally get the story and you get the print, it's, for us, it's rewarding when you tell us, just like what you did right now. Like, it's awesome just to know that our idea did work.
Absolutely. It's my favorite one. I was telling Dave and Amanda before you guys got on Skype that Superman's my favorite one. I was like, oh my god, I love it. I freaking hate the guy.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool, like, hearing people excited about hanging them in their homes, you know? Because, you know, some of them are...
I like the idea of hanging Superman. That's kind
of
cool.
most people are tired of, like, hanging, like, typical comic book posters. You know, they kind of want to hang a kind of art that they can relate to. So hopefully we can kind of fill that niche with some people.
More stylized.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Because, I mean, this... I mean, not that I took an art history class, so, you know, I'm an expert. I think I got a C+. So I know a thing or two about art. I'm not going to lie. But when you have a poster, you know, that same poster could be in a 6-year-old's bedroom. You know what I mean? So it doesn't look terribly cool. You just look like a jack that collects posters. And
right,
it looks, you know, it looks amazing. And it looks like a lot of effort was into it, put into it. And it's a conversational piece. And people would be like, oh, that's pretty goddamn cool. Where'd you get that? I'd be like, it's a bomb, motherfucker.
It is pretty cool. We see people, especially at the cons, when they first get the flyers, you'll see, you know, families starting to educate each other about what each image is about, or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, educating the other one about what happened to Superman or Batman. It's been pretty cool.
Teaching the people the ways.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Cool. Bring sophistication to the geek culture.
Bringing people together.
Yeah. With top hats and monocles.
Fancy.
Now, do you guys have a favorite piece within the Kickstarter campaign that you guys are most proud of? Or?
I like the Hulk one a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like the Hulk one too. I think my recent one though is Loki. I like the Loki one.
Yeah.
The blue baby is awesome.
I like blue broads. I can't speak for blue babies, but like Mystique and
Twi'lex.
And Twi'lex, yeah. And an Avatar. I was having like this crazy orgy in my head when I was watching Avatar. I was like, oh my god, all these blue people, I can't take them. It was like sensory overload. It was bad. I was losing it. I was a creepo in the theater. And it just got a little weird. Two dragons. I like the Loki one too now. Now that I see it, I was totally... It was like those... remember in the 90s, those computer images where... Yeah, it's just a bunch of dots, and then all of a sudden you see, like, this freaking 3D spaceship.
Oh, those magic eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Magic eye.
Oh, God, I hated those things.
Man, yeah, some were hard, way harder than others, man. I know, you would have to, like, cross your eyes to...
Yeah, that's too much work. I can't...
For, like, a minute, which it hurts.
It doesn't make any sense. I wasn't a fan. My brain's not wired that way. glad you guys spared me that kind of thing.
We're happy.
Just for you.
I know. I like that.
We wanted to keep them, was it, simple but challenging at the same time.
Yeah. So even just not with a just that series, but in general with all of our art prints, we try to do something different. And the Star Wars prints, you know, there's so many out there. Like, there's countless of art prints from a bunch of different artists out there. And, you know, some of them, like the New Hope one, they all kind of have similar images and whatnot. And, you know, there's only certain images you can use that people recognize and people love and people want to see them. But we thought, like, what can we do to make them different? And we wouldn't do a series unless we thought it was different enough to stand out from everybody else. And the stamp concept was what made it stand out from everything else, I think, for us. So that's why we did them, because I was like, oh my God, I've never seen stamps. Let's do it.
Yeah. When she told me that, I was like, what?
Stamps?
All right.
I had to do the first print by myself behind his back to prove
pretty much.
That the stamp would work.
Yeah, pretty much. The very first one of that series we did was episode 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it all by myself upstairs while he was watching Star Wars downstairs.
I think the Blu-rays had just come out. The Blu-rays had just come out, and we were watching.
You were here with Josh.
We were watching Empire. I mean, the movie finishes, and she shows me the print. I'm like, oh, it looks pretty good.
Score.
That does look cool. I like the New Hope one. That is a pretty memorable shot with Luke looking at the two moons or two suns, and I think that's really cool. And we're curious about this too. Have you guys had any licensing issues or copyright issues? How do you guys handle that?
Well, we try to be respectful of the brand. As long as you're not defacing their property, or televising it to the world, I think they've been pretty okay. Like,
we never got an approach. The simple answer.
Yeah, we've never really gotten any.
No letters, no nothing. Even though we've met people that work at what was it? Was it the sound one or was it the other one?
We met
a few from every.
We met Lucasfilm folks. We met some Marvel folks, Disney folks.
Yeah, like, so we know that some of the higher people out there have seen our prints, and some of them even right in front of us. Like, we had a show in San Francisco last year, and there was like the wife and the husband, and they were like, "Oh yeah, I work with Lucasfilm and all that," and I'm like, holy shit. don't say anything.
Can I get their Return of the Jedi print?
Yeah, that's cool, though. What? People that actually are a part of it that want your stuff, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it was nice. We were like, okay, we're going to receive a letter in a week.
Right. We'll cease and desist.
Yeah.
We had I got a kick out of one of our shows in San Francisco. This really awesome lady saw our Star Wars series, and she's like, can I get all six of them? I was like, oh, okay, sure. She's like, my husband's gonna love these. He works for LucasArts. Like, oh, okay.
I don't want to sell them to you anymore. Right. Erase your memory.
But he was working on 1313.
Unfortunately.
I was like, oh, what? He's working on that game? That game looks awesome. She's like, yeah, they're pretty excited about it. I know. But she's like, yeah, they're going to love these. So people have been pretty cool with using the property, as long as you're respectful of it.
Those are the rumors anyway that we hear.
Yeah, and it's all so speculative. All of the art is, starts from our sketchbooks and go straight to, and we finish everything. So, we don't really, we've noticed that some people kind of like pull stuff directly from
images,
whatever the source material is. And I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. We don't do any of that. Like, everything starts from our own sketch and our own idea. Like, nothing, we don't transfer anything from a picture or anything like that. It's all us, the concept, the idea. I mean, we're not, the stamps aren't the movies aren't ours or anything like that, and we don't own any of the characters or anything like that. Origin series, the same thing. You know, Superman is not ours or anything like that. But the concept of the art prints are ours, and we draw every single thing you see there, yeah. First in a sketch, then in the computer, we build it.
And it's more fun that way. Like,
it's
more creative.
And we only do it because we're fans. Like, example is the Doctor Who thing. Like, I have no idea what Doctor Who is about, you know, besides what people tell us and all that and what you see on the internet. But we haven't done a print because we're just not fans. Like, I wouldn't be able to connect with someone who tried to buy it from us. They'd be like, oh my God, did you see the scene? I'd be like, what?
I don't know what an angel is, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just give me the $20, though, and go away. We don't do it because of that. We do it because we like the movies and we're excited about it and all that. So.
Yeah. Good for you guys.
Thanks.
And Ed, do you guys draw by hand or do you use the computer?
I'm an illustrator, so everything starts by hand. And then what I have to do is I scan them in and I use Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator, to vectorize the image.
Not to trace it, you draw that again.
Yeah.
And
build it again.
Vector. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I am not an illustrator, so I don't draw it. He does. So that part's all him. I just do, like, the simple ones that don't require illustration skills that high. Oh my God, bunny!
You're a hippo!
Yeah, let's see, like, we have a print of a hippo, and I'm like, that hippo's mine. Because I'm like, yay, simple shapes.
I like hippos.
That's adorable.
At Christmas, I'm always like, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
And this year, you can.
It'll all make sense. I want, like, a baby one, like, the size of, like, a keyboard.
Like a keyboard? Oh, my God, it'd be a tiny one. Oh, my God.
Like pig and
a miniature DNA. Hippopotamus.
Yeah, good stuff. I'd pay $50 for one.
Way to go, Pip.
Yeah, exactly. Good stuff. I like it. So where? Okay. So why don't you tell all the people listening to this, where they can get this cool stuff, and B, where they might be able to see you next live in living color.
Well, they can get all of our prints at our website, theninjabot.com.
Except for the Origin series, which is only available at Kickstarter. And the Kickstarter prices are at all-time low because later on, all of our prints will retail higher. It's going to happen in a couple weeks. So this is the time to get the Origin series if you want it. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay more money later. And you're going to be kicking yourself for not saving money beforehand.
Yeah.
And is there one, for Kickstarter backers, is there one of the pledges that you think is kind of the best deal for people, like more bang for their buck?
Yeah.
There's two depending on your budget. There's a $25 one that has a large print and a small one. That one is the best one for if you can't afford to buy the whole package or buy multiple, because essentially that $25 one, you're just paying for the large one. We're giving you the small one for free and even paying most of the shipping. The reason why I did that one is because we do the art because we want to share it with everybody. And that tier is especially for people who maybe, you know, not everyone can afford $50 in prints or $100 in art prints and stuff like that. So that's the most economical one where you get the most bang for your buck kind of thing.
And the large print is, it's 13 by 9? Or by 13 by 19? Is that what it
is? Yes. Yeah. And the small one is 4x6.
Oh.
And then the other one that's the best one, it's the $130 one, which is you get all six large ones. The cool thing about that one is with each stretch goal, you get an additional large one. So right now you get your six plus another one, and hopefully when we meet the second stretch goal, you'll get another one. So you'll get eight prints for $130, which later on that just won't happen because the prints are going to be much higher.
Right.
So that is the best one for that. And also for the $25 one, you get an additional small free print for each stretch goal. So those are the best ones, like the two extremes. Like if you don't have a big budget, $25 one, and if you can spare a little more, the $130 one is the best one.
And from the time the Kickstarter ends, when can people expect to get their prints?
We have them scheduled to all be delivered around August. So that's the kind of the deadline we're pushing. We're going to try to do it faster, but we really can't promise July and June, not at all, because, I mean, we have to get everything printed. Like, June is the month where we get everything ourselves, like,
yeah,
all the T-shirts, all the products, we get them. And then July is when we try to send them, if everything goes accordingly, which hopefully it does.
Right.
So we'll see.
Cool. And so you guys are not going to be at Comic-Con this year, correct?
No, we are going to be at local shows, local Las Vegas shows, actually.
Yeah, Amazing Las Vegas. It's in June 14th through the 16th. Stan Lee's going to be there. Jim Lee's going to be there. And they have a couple more
ones. They haven't announced any other names, but,
yeah, but they have
hopefully
them.
They will.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you guys are based out of Las Vegas, right?
Yes,
right.
We are.
Yeah.
Which everyone's really surprised about that all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't live on the Strip? I'm like, no, I live in a house.
You don't live in the casino?
Like, no, I'm a regular person, really.
Yeah.
What other show? Oh, we're doing Unique LA.
Yeah, we're doing a arts and crafts show in LA called Unique LA.
That's next week.
That's coming up next week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And after that, I think it's mainly local stuff.
Yeah.
Really. We've applied for other things, but, you know, you don't get confirmation until, like, later on, so we don't really know yet.
We might do New York Comic Con. We're not sure yet. That's way up in the air at this point.
Mainly because we're getting married a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
cool.
We have family coming in, so we don't know if we're going to be able to sneak out for a week for the show.
We did New York Comic Con last year, and it was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah. Great.
It was so fun.
I want to go back.
Well, go back. You'll need the break.
Yeah.
If I go back, I stay there. I'll live under a bridge. I don't care.
Just draw.
New York is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just sit there on like the Hudson and draw people's caricatures.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do that. Well, he'll have to do that. I'll have to dance for people.
draw their origin story. Be like, how'd your parents meet?
You're like, they're drinking coffee? Got it. Hold on 1 second.
I'll just draw a sperm in it.
$30.
Hurry up, thank you.
Where's my money?
I got the Kickstarter now.
Print. Sweet. That's how you were made, sir.
Now, and you're... Oh, sorry.
We'll call it everyone's origin. It's just a sperm.
Yeah.
Just one print.
For the Kickstarter, for the prints, the backers get to pick which prints, right?
Yeah, yeah. The pictures are there, like, just as a guide, but you pick whatever you want.
Yeah, no, that's exciting stuff. I think all of us are really pumped about it. We told all of our friends and our friends' friends.
That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bro.
That's what we need, which is awesome.
Hey, you guys have all seen the Amazon stretch goal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Print.
Mm-hmm.
Gold or silver?
We were talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Before you got on.
Definitely gold.
I like the gold. Yeah, I'd say gold.
For sure.
I say silver because I like to be different. I mean, they're both great. I don't know. I like the silver better.
You just want to be the rebel, kid.
No, I don't know. It speaks to me.
Like, Steph and I are pretty torn. Well, I'm pretty torn.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty torn too. Like, there's reasons why I like the gold one, because for me, they're original colors, and the silver one, just because I like the idea of silver.
Yeah. So we're like, oh, let's just have people vote.
Right. Yeah. As a color, I prefer silver, but on this particular print, I think that I like the gold better.
Yeah. Yeah, so silver's more subtle.
Yeah. So we couldn't make the decision. We're like, let's just have people make it for us. Plus, they'll be happier if they get what they want. So, yay.
And they can't blame us.
Yeah. I'm like, you picked it, bro. Not me. I just made it for him.
Good stuff.
And what with all the stretch goals, all the more reason for people who are already backers to tell everyone they know, so that more and more prints get unlocked.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And on top of that, like, so as the Kickstarter started going up, we're like, oh my god, how high are we gonna go? Like, that's awesome. And one night, I think we were having dinner, and our now, completely his fault,
right.
came up with two new origin prints.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we thought, like, if we make it to maybe Mutant Hero, like, we'll tell people
about
it.
We haven't told anybody yet about that. Huh.
Yeah, but we have two more that we want to do, and I think they would be pretty rad. One of them kind of funny, but the other one, definitely people would want it. But we haven't said anything because I'm like, we don't want to meet Persandro, so we're going to make it. You could tell them if you want to. But just here. No one. This is an exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, no one else.
Geek Legacy exclusive.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we...
Oh, tell the man. Funny one first.
We were going to do...
Hold on. I'm going to write it down.
We should give him hints.
Okay.
Make it a fun game.
This one, we'll tell this one first, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, I guess one of the hints for me is that it recently came up on Netflix. Like, you can watch it on Netflix now.
What should we call it? We should call it Chemical X. That was,
dun,
should
dun,
we call it that?
Yeah.
Should we call that one?
That one's fine.
The other one we should call...
So that's the first hint. You can watch it on Netflix now, recently, okay? And the name of the print would be called Chemical X.
And it goes under the Mutant Era?
No, this is completely... these are two completely arbitrary prints that we
can title of this one could be Child's Play.
What?
Something like that?
No, Chemical X is way better.
No, no, not the print. The level.
Oh, the tier?
Yeah, like the tier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Child's Play.
And the other one's more obvious. I think we're going to call it...
Dun, dun, dun.
The ooze.
Oh.
I don't know.
Would the ooze be Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that one. I wouldn't want that one so bad.
Yeah.
Geek Legacy exclusive.
Sweet.
Yeah, the first one...
What's
another hint
would
be
X.
It's all girls.
Yeah.
Oh, Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's awesome. That would be cool, too.
From Townsville or whatever.
Yeah, Townsville.
From the city of Townsville.
But I'm so stoked to do those two, man. I'm so pumped to do those two.
And they technically still are like... I mean, Powerpuffers are superheroes.
They're still superheroes.
And they both have comics, too.
Yeah.
And even if not, it's still kind of cool. Like, it's still superhero-y fighting.
And even if not, it's our Kickstarter, so it doesn't matter.
If you don't want the print, you don't have to buy it, I guess.
They're funny because they beat the shit out of everybody. They're like just tiny little things, and they just out of everyone.
Yeah. Freaking love them. Since it came out on Netflix, I kind of watch it every once in a while, like an episode or two. It's just funny.
It's good. It's still pretty good.
They're so cute.
I like the devil. That's all.
I do like the devil character a lot. Him.
Yeah. Hysterical. Like, oh, the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of the first episodes I ever saw. Was that. I'm like, what the heck is this show?
I think for me, he's one of the best characters.
And as an adult, I'm like, damn, this is
He's
dark.
Crazy. Yeah, as an adult, he's crazy.
He's insane. But there's a tiny little girl kicking his butt.
Now, so if you don't make your stretch goals, are you just going to burn those prints never to be seen?
No, we're probably going to do them still.
No, it would just take longer.
Yeah.
The money from the Kickstarter would help us get them out faster. If we have to do it on our own, it takes us a while to get prints printed. Even if we have the designs, we try to keep our things pretty high quality. Our paper's really nice, and we have a really nice printer. We really take care of them. We do press checks all the time.
Yeah, we get all the prints done professionally by
Dunder Mifflin paper.
Yeah, like by Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin.
Our account manager is Mr. Schroot.
Right.
Really good about it.
Yeah.
So.
I think what I would like to see maybe would be like a coffee table book. Is that in the realm of possibility?
You are like the second person to say that. Like,
damn it. If I was first, would I have won something?
Just a hug, but
someone,
you're so far.
Someone brought it up in Chicago. They were like, do you guys have a coffee table book? I was like, no. That's a good idea, though. So Steph's been really anxious about getting one done. She really wants to get one done.
I have to approach it, and I don't know how. Mainly because I've never done a book before or anything like that. But I've been wanting to do it for months now. I think we're gonna try to come up with one sooner than later. Like, hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have one for sure.
And me being me, I'm always like, no one's gonna buy that, babe.
This is exactly what I would want on my coffee table, would be a book of all these cool prints.
Thanks. Yay, one fire.
Mostly pinup girl prints.
Just pinups.
And hippopotamuses.
Hippos and
hot pinup chicks. Girls.
Got it.
Sold.
Maybe
take
maybe
my money now.
Maybe the shake that says suck it, that's kind of cool.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's Steph's Bittersweet Dessert series.
I like it.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because when we have them at shows, like, we display them for people to see. And I maybe it's because we don't have children, but I never made
it's
them.
Because we don't have children.
Yeah. I never made them with the intention of them being, like, kind of, like, sexual prints or whatever, like, hints and stuff like that. I meant them as mean. I'm like, those prints are mean. Those are Bittersweet Desserts. Right. And people are like, children, don't read that. Oh my God, don't look at that. People pull their kids, and I'm like, no, I'm sorry. It's just supposed to be mean, but I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's funny. It wasn't until we got to a show where like, oh, I guess they do have sexual.
Yeah. Because people,
oh, well.
We had a mom that she was looking at the prints, and they were all displayed together, like the four of them on the table, because we have small ones for those. And she was reading them, and she turned to the kid. She goes, don't read those out loud. The kid's like, why not? And she goes, don't read them out loud. I'm going to smack you. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Don't get smacked.
She's the dirty one.
I was like,
dang, you repressed young soul. You're the one that's got all the sex on your mind.
Yeah.
Blow me means cool down my hot chocolate. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
That's exactly what I mean.
That's what I tell her. I was like, the hot chocolate's just hot, man.
That's okay. A problem.
Sorry, lady.
Yeah, I see this cupcake that says bite me, and I have a real problem with cupcakes. I don't know how to eat them without looking like a total jack with just shit all over my face by the time I'm done with it.
That's the point. Like, you can't eat them without doing that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's impossible.
The trick is you're supposed to break the top, like, muffin top part off with the frosting and flip it upside down and have, like, an ice cream. Have, like, a little sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen that people do that before.
Really?
That's weird. I've never tried it once.
I didn't like it very as much. It made it easier to eat, but...
Well, are you the kind of girl who licks the frosting off her cupcake and then eats the cupcake?
No, I eat cupcakes with a fork.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm gonna stop carrying a fork.
So I can distribute the frosting appropriately.
Oh, man.
That's what I do, too, actually. I take off the frosting and get a butter knife and
I know.
Distribute it evenly.
It drives me crazy. I'm like, no! Don't do that.
I'm like, babe, there's way too much frosting on this cupcake.
I like.
There's no such thing as too much frosting. Was there anything else you guys wanted to talk about? Pitch, plea, beg, borrow, steal.
You guys playing Injustice right now?
Yeah. Oh man, don't even get started on that game. Okay, so Toys R Us had like a sale for $35.
Oh, right.
And all I wanted to do was go and buy it, and I took my lazy time. And I wanted it on PS3, and they're sold out all over. They're like, oh, we don't have any in our territory. I'm like, well. Washington has like six people. How big's your territory? And they're like, oh, it's all the way down to California. We're sold out. And I'm like, huh. So yeah. I ended up having to get it on for the Wii U instead of the PS3. But
what?
Yeah, but I played it. I got it on Sunday and I beat it on Sunday.
Okay.
I love the game until I had to be Wonder Woman because her controls suck so much ass in a bad.
She's hard to use, man.
I know. I couldn't take it. I was like, this game's stupid. I hate it. I was so mad. I felt like such an idiot getting upset at this game, but
throw it away.
Steph always kicks my ass as Aquaman. It pisses me off.
So bad. He's cool, man.
It's so funny.
He is. They made him cool, man. They made him really cool in this game.
I love him. I remember the first time we were playing him. Like, I was playing him against Arnell, and he's playing Flash, and I was kicking his butt. And then he's like, oh, this is over. He's like, I'm going to play Superman. I'm like, ooh, I'm so scared of you. So then we started playing, and I totally beat him. He got so pissed. Like, sorry, he's going to throw the controller out the window.
What's wrong with this thing?
Are you playing it on PS3 or 360?
On 360. Yeah.
360 all the way.
All of ours are broke.
Oh.
Yeah, this is like my sixth. Fifth one.
Yeah.
See, and that's awful. There's no way that you should.
I know. It's so crazy. I'm like, oh, God.
I'm still on my first one, but that's just because I only played like Halo 3 and Halo Reach and Halo 4.
Halo fan, sweet.
Yeah, I'm a big Halo fan too.
Yeah.
I'm too cheap. I buy all my games on PlayStation 3 for the free online.
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
Right. I'm a cheapskate.
We have the PlayStation. We just use it as a Blu-ray player.
Well, yeah, it's my Blu-ray player, and I play the exclusive games for it. Those are awesome. Like, you know, like the God of War games and
Uncharted.
Yeah, those are awesome.
I got to work because there's naked chicks, and I'm a boy, and that's how I'm wired.
Of course. Pinups, naked chicks, and hippos.
And
nice. Book. So.
Just for Justin.
Yeah.
The special Justin edition.
Hey, you know what, though? I don't care. There's a lot of people out there that are just like me.
Blue. Smurf, huh? Smurf
but, that? But I'll say it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I blue people, too. Yeah. I got you.
Don't worry.
Yeah, see?
I got the entire list.
Smurfette ever do it for you?
No. Well... I don't know. She seems like damaged goods to me. She was in a in a town full of dudes.
Well, she was created by Gargamel, so she started out bad.
That's true.
Yeah, he's a bit of a creeper too, man.
I smell origin print.
I think so.
They need to have it like flowers in the attic with a bunch of Smurfs. Kind of the vibe that I get from them.
Horrible.
Papa Smurf just locking all these other Smurfs in their little huts.
I did not like Smurfs growing up. I don't know. It was just me.
Just you.
I don't know.
I didn't like Smurfs either.
Just you too, then.
I liked Smurfs.
You did?
I was more of the gummy bears kind of guy.
Yeah, with the gummy bear juice. We were singing that the other day.
Yeah.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring.
Oh, my gosh.
We are the gummy bears.
She performed it on Jimmy Fallon. She performed that song on Jimmy Fallon's show.
It's awesome.
Alicia Keys, she was great. She performed the Bears theme song on it. It was amazing.
I think she's so pretty. I like Alicia Keys.
She's gorgeous.
If like, you're blue, she'd be your perfect girl, right?
With a pet hippo?
Like,
yes.
She started singing the song, and all of a sudden, they're like, what the hell? This is the Gummy Bears theme song. This is amazing.
I know, with her voice.
Yeah, with her voice. Oh, man.
I don't know the song, but
best theme song.
It's pretty good.
That and DuckTales had a damn good theme.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it had the beat. It had the doom, 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 doom.
Yep.
So you're like, yeah, it's time.
What were the other Smurfs? They weren't Smurfs, but they lived underwater. And
Snorks.
Yeah.
I love those. Those are fun.
Not too bad.
You can say you don't like them. It's cool. You don't have to agree with me.
No, they're fine.
They ride seahorses.
Do you remember the Wuzzles? They were like combinations of animals, like a bumble lion.
Do you remember
at all? I don't remember the Wuzzles at all.
Was there Smurfs?
There was an elephant hippo? No, was it an elephant hippo?
I think it was like a hippo with butterfly wings or something.
Probably.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. They were cute.
I don't know, though. Sorry.
And Care Bears. I like Care Bears.
Yeah.
I never watched
Care Bears. And the Care Bear cousins.
The cousins, yeah. The lion.
Good stuff. They had the roar. There was Care Bear Stare and then, like, Cousin Roar. I don't remember. Their powers, they move into your house and use up all your shit.
Well, cool. Anything else? You guys tapped.
No, I think you're good.
Thanks for putting up with our...
Stupidity.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys are amazing.
You guys come on every week. Haven't had this much fun in a while.
Are you kidding? You had this much fun a week ago. Saturday.
Shush. We have to make them feel special.
Oh.
You're doing it wrong, Justin.
So much for that moment.
This is awkward now.
Let's edit it out. Once again, how excited you are. Oh, yeah, it's fine.
I was all happy until Justin killed it for me.
You hurt my feelings. I was like ready to dig a hole and sit in it.
Mm. You should.
Listen to Morrissey and cut myself.
Oh my god.
What about villains? Are there villains?
Loki
and who's the other one?
Magneto.
Magneto, that's right. They're further down.
Yeah, they're not even unlocked yet.
No Joker, no Lex Luthor.
David, I need $1,200.
We do, like, there's other people definitely that, like you said, Joker, we thought about him too, because he's so famous, but how the hell do you do a print for that? Like an origin point.
Someone's face melting in acid.
Like some characters, the reason why we didn't do them or we haven't thought about them yet.
It also for the series, we also have to make sure like the colors were kind of vibrant and not too repetitive. Because if you notice, like a lot of them had red, white, and blue in their costume. I was like, oh man, we're gonna have a lot of red, white, and blue prints. So we've been trying our best to kind of really vary the color schemes, you know, for each print.
Yeah, that was really a big factor. Like the color schemes of the superhero, villain, whatever, was it determined for most part. Like, are we gonna do this person or not? Because the colors are too similar, we can't do it. And the other point was, do they have a clear sort of origin point, or were they just born? Were they like that? So, like the mutant ones, like Wolverine and all that, like they're just born with it. They're just mutants. Or like make everybody babies, like
mutant babies.
They're just human babies, and they just happen to have powers. So that determined really a lot of the prints and why we didn't choose certain people. Not because we don't like them or because we didn't want to do them. It's just we couldn't figure out how to translate them.
Right. Well, the X-Men's cool because they all hit their stage in evolution at a different time in their life.
Right.
A lot of times they're young when it happens, but it's different for everybody. Right. And then what's also cool, too, is, you know, all these heroes are different, but it's cool that you can see that these prints belong in a collection. You know, you know, you can say that they all have the same colors or whatever, but that also helps bring it together and showing that it is one unit. I think that's really cool.
We definitely tried for that really, really hard.
Did you guys have in any way, was it, did you struggle back and forth with making equal prints Marvel, equal prints DC, or did that ever even factor into it?
That really never factored into it.
No, I think at one point we were doing the prints and then we realized, oh, we kind of have even like three Marvel and two DC, no, three DC and two Marvel. We're like, oh, I guess we could do a Marvel one just to make it even. But it wasn't something that we were thinking about or like, okay, we need to make them even. And then the same thing with the mutants, like we just were like, oh yeah, I want to do Wolverine. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, okay. We make that one too.
Yeah.
Like everything was kind of like that. We didn't plan it until we had all of them, and then in the Kickstarter we had to lay them out.
So it looks like the end stretch goals are pretty Marvel heavy.
Yeah, I just noticed it too. I was like, oh man, we have a lot of Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
Which isn't a problem for me because I'm a Marvel guy, but
yeah. Well, because honestly, DC, what do you got? You got Superman. You got Batman.
Yeah, we covered
a couple other guys. So who cares?
Easy peasy.
I think that one of them has the Flash, but that's pretty much the last DC game we have.
Yeah, Flash.
Flash is cool. This is also a thing too. Is, you know, based on your experience with Injustice and liking Aquaman so much, he's actually become a really cool character since the New 52. I actually read like 19 issues in a row. I was so blown away at how freaking cool it was.
The New 52 book's really, really good. Yeah,
awesome. I was blown away. It's one of my favorite books right now. And
yeah, Geoff Johns is writing it, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And it's
probably eventually do one like that, and we'll probably again along the line. I mean, we'll make more characters. It's just that
beyond the Kickstarter, yeah, for sure. I think for sure we're gonna do that.
There's just so many characters.
Yeah.
Like, everybody.
You guys need to do a drive-through wedding and get to work on your...
Yeah, if we could have.
We would have, believe me.
The families would have choked us.
But my family would have choked me out.
Convert your house into a sweatshop and you can just crank them out all day long.
Yeah, when they come to visit for the wedding, have them get to work on the prints.
Like, hey, can you call on this real quick? Get on it! They'll all be confused.
Maybe
they thought they were going to a wedding.
Like, what are we doing?
What do I not pay you for?
Exactly. Assembly line. It can happen.
We'll do that.
But yeah, it's funny. Steph brought that up, especially after she fell in love with Aquaman in Injustice.
Yeah.
She's like, we should do an Aquaman one.
Plus, he has different colors.
I was like, whoa, just calm down. We gotta finish our Kickstarter.
Damn it.
There's your orange. You got orange and green.
Yeah, he has a cool color scheme for sure. It's just that we plan all of it prior to his injustice coolness. So like, oh, there's no way I'm gonna do an Aquaman. Screw that.
And now it's like,
a complete 180. Like, oh yeah, we should probably do an Aquaman.
Well, when you guys get off super famous and Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con writes to you and says, oh my god, you guys are going to be here next year, right? Then you guys can have like a silent auction and people can have one-of-a-kind pieces in their house.
So, Comic-Con exclusive Aquaman print.
Yes.
That would be sweet.
Well, what is next for Team NinjaBot? Is it just going to be a break after these prints, or do you guys have something kind of ideas brewing, something you'd like to do?
Nah, no break.
No break.
That wouldn't happen. As far as prints, man, do we have a list of prints to do? But
we've been wanting to do the Grimm Fairy Tales a lot for a while now.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's we have a whole list like right behind us of a whiteboard. Like we write everything down, like our next events. Orders that we have to make and just things that we have to do. And for the prints, we have the Grimm stories.
People have been asking about Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Gamer pinups. Just a bunch of stuff, really. Even adding to collections that we already have.
Yeah.
Like the Walking Dead stuff. Like we want to add more characters because they're awesome. And, oh my god! Okay, this is going to be retarded. Sorry, I'm going to... At C2E2 last weekend, we were the show floor was closing up on the first day, Friday, and for some reason I was on the other side of the table because we were packing, and all of a sudden I see this guy walking towards like our way kind of thing, not to us, but just walking on the side, and I'm like, he looks really familiar. He's walking with two women, and there's somebody following him. And I'm like, who is this guy? As soon as he comes in front of me, I recognize him, and I got super excited. It was Tyrese from The Walking Dead. I don't know if you guys watch.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, it was Tyrese. Like, he was right next to me, and I freaked out. Because there's nobody, like, nobody was really, you know, it was only one guy following him, and he was walking with a suit. He looked really nice. So then I ran in front of him. And I took a picture of him, and he's like, oh, hi, how are you? And I'm like, hi. And then, you know, he just kept walking off because his manager was yelling at everybody because there was some guy trying to take
pictures.
She's like, no pictures, no pictures. And I'm like, lady, calm down. And she touched the guy. It was like a, I don't know, like a regular guy with a camera.
He was a photographer.
Yeah. And she pushed his shoulder, and he's like, don't effing touch me again, or I'm gonna sue you. We're like, whoa.
Wow.
It's okay, bro. Nothing happened. She's like, she was like a 5-foot lady, by the way. Like, she wasn't.
A tiny lady.
I know, and he was probably, you know, like 5'11 or something like that. He was pretty tall. But that was my experience with meeting Tyrese from The Walking Dead, and he was awesome, super smiley and super cute. And oh my god.
high drama at the C2E2 floor.
I know, oh my god. That was the coolest thing that happened to me, at least. Oh, we met Paramore. The girl from Paramore. She's cute. She's so tiny. Jesus.
Haley?
Yeah, Haley. She's adorable. We met her. She was really nice to us. We met her at
she was cool.
One of the California shows.
The guitarist from Paramore. It was pretty cool. Cause the guitarist from Paramore bought our Alf Baca, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We sell it. We sell it as an iPhone case. So he bought one of those. He bought one of those from us. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really nice. I'm like, yay! Somebody from Paramore has our print. I mean, has our iPhone case.
Yeah, that is it.
And then one day you'll see him use it. You'll be like, oh my god, that's hers.
Right. That's what happens. It'll be like in Rolling Stone or something, and he'll have his phone out. You'll see it.
Be badass.
That'd be sweet. He's probably got a different phone.
Well, he cracked the other one because apparently he drops his phone all the time. So yeah. It's probably broken at this point.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It was there for a while.
I'll write him a letter.
How's the Alf Baca case treating you?
Yeah, I have a lot of guy. I have a lot of pull with Paramore. She's got crazy orange hair.
Nice.
I have an orange car. We have a lot in common.
Orange car. I like oranges.
I like orange.
I do. I eat sherbet and 50-50 bars.
All orange.
Yes.
Huh. I don't eat orange foods.
Dave likes orange popsicles.
I do.
And I do not.
I like orange Otter Pops.
I know. I want to just mail you all of mine. I can't stand them. And I swear to God, every time I reach in to grab one, it's an orange one. I'm like, God damn it. I thought I'd throw all these stupid things away.
Orange is the best.
And God forbid, there's like only one orange left. There's only one Otter Pop left in my refrigerator and... or my freezer, rather, and it's dripped all over the goddamn place, and it's an orange one, and I just get even pissed.
I love the orange ones.
That's my favorite.
Orange is dumb.
Orange is the best. You're crazy.
No. Seriously.
Like the green? I like that pinkish one.
Oh, the pink one's the worst.
Pinkish?
I don't know what... cool, because they're not real flavors. It's just give me the pink one or give me the green one.
It's just different inks.
I love the green flavor one.
Yeah. Give me some of the yellow. Don't be cheap.
I saw at Easter, I was at like a Rite Aid or something, and I saw this chocolate bunny, and it said chocolate flavored bunny or milk chocolate bunny. It's like, what is that? Is that even real chocolate? Pass.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's a skipperoo.
Big time.
That's like, what was it? Is it the bacon bits that... in order to be called bacon bits, it has to have like a certain percentage of bacon or something like that. And if it says bacon flavor, like that means it has less than 3% of real bacon. So, I mean, it's nothing. It's not bacon.
It's wood chips.
Yeah. It's just like little chips that happen to have like dust that tastes like bacon.
I think it's made from people.
It's like, ooh, skin.
Yeah, it's so gross. When you put it that way.
So don't buy bacon bits if they say flavor bacon bits. Just buy them if they're bacon bits, because they at least have 3 or 5%.
They have someone with a loofah and they just exfoliate the...
That's gross.
Oh my god, that's gross.
It's gross. They just have like this little net underneath and it's catching off
her grossness too.
I don't think anybody in this podcast is going to buy bacon bits for a while now.
I will not. I only buy the bacon bits because they're crunchy. I like my bacon bits crunchy.
Yeah, that's the scabs from the pork.
That's the best. That's the best part.
So gross.
I only want scabs.
My God.
Anyway, on that note.
And I killed the podcast. Not the first time, not the last time.
Well, cool. Well, thank you guys for joining us. You were a delight.
Absolutely, yeah, we had a lot of fun. So yeah, anytime you ever want to talk about anything or pimp anything or just chill and talk about pig scabs, you know, our doors are always open.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Definitely will. I mean, we work from home, so we are always near the computer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good stuff.
Very nice. Well, you have how many days left in the Kickstarter? 17?
17 days.
So yeah, so go to Kickstarter and check it out, or there's banners on geeklegacy.com all over the place, and just click on one of those. Pledge, give some money, get some cool art, and you know, support some good artists and good people to chat with.
Thank you, we'll love you. Yay!
Thanks guys, you're awesome.